Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Man, it's hard to argue against either one of those guys, Rodgers or Mahomes, because we're playing highlights of these dudes as you hear the debate rage on about who's better. Woo! It's like, you know, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. By the way, the ESPN app, if you have not downloaded the app, Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay today. Harry, it's the best app. I mean, like, if they had this thing when I was a kid, if there was some app for ESPN when I was a kid, I lost my mind. You can check us out on the ESPN app, and you can listen to KJM. Just say, if you have smart speakers, it's a cool thing, man. Play ESPN Radio. We pop right up. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. But Harry Douglas, man, just when you have your eyeballs on those two dudes, Mahomes and Rodgers.
I know.
Bob Gibson, the great Cardinals ace in the 60s, was asked, what's the greatest catch you've ever seen? He said, the greatest catch is like the prettiest lady. The last one you saw is the best you ever saw, right? Like Mahomes and Rodgers, whoever you just looked at last, that's the one that's on your mind. It's nuts. But Harry, listen to what Sammy Watkins said about Rodgers and Mahomes, and I want you to react to this.
Early in camp, Randall Cobb asked you in front of your locker, said, Mahomes or Rodgers? You said, I think Pat is incredibly good, but A-Rod is on a whole nother level.
He's amazing how he controls the ball, how he put everybody in place. I've been with a lot of quarterbacks, and I've never seen them carry themselves like Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Harry Douglas, you heard Sammy Watkins. Now, of course, he's now with Rodgers. If he was now with Mahomes, he might be singing a different tune, right? But it sounded like he was being honest to me. What's your assessment?
Now, I think the part I would take out is a whole nother level, more so than Patrick Mahomes. We got to understand, Patrick Mahomes went to four straight AFC championship games that they actually hosted in Kansas City, two Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl win. But then when you look at a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who the last 3 years has been 13-3, he's went to two NFC championship games. Now, granted, one of those times he ran up into Tom Brady, the greatest of all time. But then another time he lost to the run game of the San Francisco 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo. But a guy like Aaron Rodgers, the last four seasons, right, he's only thrown a total of 15 interceptions. That is unheard of. You talk about somebody who's going to take care of the football. He's thrown for over 4,000 yards in each one of those four seasons. And he has not had more than five interceptions in the last 4 years in a single season. So when you look at that greatness, and the thing that I would give Aaron Rodgers over a guy like Patrick Mahomes is the mental part of the game, right? He is going to decipher you with his mind. He is going to deceive you and make you think one thing. And if you're going to play a certain coverage, he's going to be able to pick that up instantly. Now, Patrick Mahomes is still learning. Now, granted, he's younger, but he's still learning, and he's going to get to a point to where he is on Aaron Rodgers' level from a mental standpoint and mental capacity. But if I had to choose, I am going with Aaron Rodgers just because I think – there's every throw on the football field that he can make. There's no throw that he cannot make. He can do it from every arm angle. Not saying that Patrick Mahomes can't do it.
Not only can Patrick Mahomes do it from every arm angle, he don't even have to be looking in that direction.
Exactly. All the no-look passes that he's had. But I'll say this, Max.
Yeah.
I played the receiver position in National Football League for 10 years, and this is nothing against any quarterback I've played for. I played for Matt Ryan for 7 years, seven phenomenal years, Marcus Mariota for three in Tennessee, and I love both of those guys. But if I had to pick one quarterback that I could have played one season with in my 10-year career, I'm picking a guy like Aaron Rodgers. A-A-Ron, baby.
All right, now look, we showed a stat twice. I'm going to call for it again here, Harry, because you're making a point that was made to me on this Just In yesterday, that Aaron Rodgers, what he's done recently in the regular season, Aaron Rodgers, for his career, is five touchdowns to every interceptions, give or take, right? And, and Patrick Mahomes is four. But in the playoffs in their careers, Aaron Rodgers is a little under 3.5. You know where Patrick Mahomes is still? Four.
Tell me, Max.
And in the last four seasons in the playoffs, Aaron Rodgers has 18 touchdowns, five interceptions, which is great. It's better than 3-1. Patrick Mahomes has 20, this is his whole career, four seasons in those playoffs. 28 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 4-1, right? Like and in that time, Mahomes has been to 2 Super Bowls. In Rodgers' entire career, he's been to 1. As you mentioned, he's hosted 4 AFC championship games. He's advanced in the playoffs every single time. Rodgers has not. We're talking about the last 4 years, right? Yep. It's a team game. So if your team is good, I don't want to hear about, well, he has Andy Reid, he's on the team. His team's good enough to win 13 games every year. You're good enough to advance in the playoffs. If the quarterback plays better, he played poorly against Tom Brady in that game. Not by normal standards, by his standards.
Well, I wouldn't say he played poorly.
By his standards,
by his standards, I got you.
He was, like, put it this way, even when you say, well, the receiver could have caught that, was it a nice catchable ball or was it like, damn, Aaron? Remember at the end of the first half against Tom Brady, first time Brady's in your conference?
Yep.
And they had a chance. They're in the red zone. He couldn't get it done. That's one of the reasons coach took the ball out of his hands on fourth down at the end of the game and handed it to Tom Brady. So he lost, right? As opposed to when Patrick Mahomes was stopped by Tom Brady in the playoffs. He actually beat Tom Brady. He beat him. Brady threw an interception, game over. Oh, pre-snap penalty, give Brady the ball back. Mahomes never touches it again. Except no one said they should change the rules, the overtime rules, when that happened. When it happened exactly. to Mahomes, when it happened to Josh Allen, and Mahomes is the beneficiary, they changed the rule that year. Mahomes, to me, is like, he's like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre had a baby, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Brett Favre was a dude who drew it up with the stick in the dirt, and everyone loved playing schoolyard ball and backyard ball with Brett Favre, but he turned the ball over too much. Aaron Rodgers came out and had all the same skills that Favre had, but didn't turn the ball over. So you might say, well, Mahomes is just like Favre. Just like Rodgers, but he's not. Because Favre had something Rodgers doesn't have. He has that, you could see his teammates have fun playing with him. He's electric. Yeah. He's off schedule at times. You know, he's clearly not just respected, but loved, right?
He is.
Mahomes got that same thing, that same juice Favre had. Plus, he doesn't turn the ball over like Aaron Rodgers, and he's had more playoff success, Harry.
You're right, and listen, we both can be right. I don't really think there's a wrong answer here. It's just that I think I've played against Aaron Rodgers so many times, Max. When I was in Atlanta in 2010, we had the number one overall seed, right? I think it was 13-3 we were that year. The Green Bay Packers barely squeaked in into the playoffs. I think they beat the Chicago Bears the last game of the year to put them into the playoffs. They came into the Georgia Dome at the time and blew us out. I also played against Aaron Rodgers two separate occasions in the month of December up there at Lambeau, the frozen tundra. The last time it was 2014, where they lined Jordy Nelson up in a cut split, and he ran a corner post. And our backside corner read it and understood what was about to happen. So he was replacing someone and going to pick the ball off. Aaron Rodgers put that ball on such a line drive, and the trajectory of the football did not allow the corner to pick it off.
Yeah.
When I see things like that, I'm like, man, this, I don't know if I'm going to witness anything like this ever again in my lifetime.
No,
you talk about when
if you're talking about just measuring skills to my eye, Harry, and obviously mine aren't yours, you understand what you're looking at a different level, obviously, but he's the best. Rodgers is the best, right? But somehow, when you measure team success, and again, I'm not trying to hear, well, he hasn't had better coaches, a good enough team, because they get 13 wins every year in the regular season, right? So you're good enough. And somehow, whatever he's doing, like, I made this argument, Rodgers over Brady for years. Like, come on, man, don't compare Brady to Rodgers. Brady got Belichick. Rodgers clearly better than Brady. But when it comes down to it, Brady has a certain effect on the team that Rodgers does not seem to have in the moment of truth. And there have been enough moments of truth that after a while, it's not just luck. It's not just who's coaching. It's not just, you know, Brady's getting lucky. You can't get, no one gets that lucky. All right.
Yeah, but that's the one thing I say about Aaron Rodgers, that you talk about the charisma and the relationship with his teammates and his aura and the way he does things. That's the difference between him and a Tom Brady and a Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it is. And I the results are not there for Rodgers. Now, look, compared to everyone who ever lived, practically, yes. But compared to the greats, the greatest of all time, he is, to me, falling into the Peyton Manning category, which is greatest or best regular season player ever. Ooh. It's probably Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is probably the best regular season player ever, but he is not in the GOAT conversation because if you can't get it done when it counts most, right? I know Peyton won one. Rodgers has won one. Well, Peyton won two.
Two.
But, you know, he was along for the ride on the second one. Won one.
Facts.
Because of him. But I get that. And it's not like Dan Marino, who never won the standard. But when Brady's sitting on seven, the standards change, brother. They just change.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know, like people used to talk about, well, Peyton didn't have the defense. That stopped him from scoring a single point against the Jets in the playoffs. You know, there are too many situations and when it mattered most where Peyton Manning and now Aaron Rodgers, the performance declines when the team needs it to increase. You know, MJ got better under pressure. Tom Brady gets better under pressure. The GOATs get better under pressure. And Aaron Rodgers, though he's still very good, gets a little worse. Dallas Cowboys' Tyron Smith suffered a torn hamstring in practice, Harry, and is out indefinitely. How much added pressure does this put on Dak Prescott? Vern in Chicago, y'all with
Keyshawn, J. Will. And Max.
What's up, fellas? Max, you my guy. But right now, I'm trying to figure out what planet you on right now with that comment.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, Harry, I don't know how relatable this is, but let me ask you something. You ever have shirts that fit you just right? You know, like you take your time, you buy a shirt, you spend some money, you get the thing, fits you just right. And then someone in the house, be it, I don't know, your lady or a cleaning lady or you know, I've been in the media for 25 years.
I know where this is going.
A couple times a week.
I know where this is going.
The point is, you put it in the laundry, and it comes back half the size.
Ooh, Max, that has happened to me on numerous of occasions.
Because
not by my wife.
Who does it to you?
Oh man, you're gonna get me slapped.
Uh-oh.
My grandmother.
Where's grandma right now, Harry?
Where is she right now?
Wait a minute before you go on. Where is she right now?
She's upstairs.
She's upstairs. All right.
Tread
carefully here.
I know. I got to say it silently so grandma don't hear me come down here. Because she would interrupt this entire show and be like, what did you say about me again? So grandma sometimes, I would have my clothes in the washer. I would go somewhere. And then when I come back home, all my clothes would be in the dryer. And My college shirts, most of them go with my suit, so they're custom made. And I'm not even going to get into how much they cost, but it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
No. And next thing you know, when I put the shirt on, what do you call this part right here by your wrist?
The cuff?
Yeah, your cuff. The cuff is damn near mid arm, Max.
Yeah.
And I can no longer, then, you know, I work out and stuff. So when I try to button up my shirt, it's like the buttons are screaming.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
please
right,
let
right.
Me
it's
out
pulling
of here.
Right here. See this shirt I'm wearing right now? This shirt used to fit perfectly. And it got obviously put in the dryer, right? A little polo shirt. Look at how jacked up the collar is, Harry. It's come this way and that way. Sleeves are all too small around the shoulders and chest and stuff. And not only that, but I lost weight recently. You know, I starved myself half the day just, you know, because I had that detached retina. I couldn't like really work out for like a month. So I'm like, all right, I don't want to get fat in the summer. let me skip breakfast, right? And it looks like that has not been the case right now. I mean, no lie.
Why did
she put it in the dryer? People know the dryer shrinks stuff.
I washed clothes late last night because I got home from New York Seaport. And I immediately, as soon as they got done washing, I went and took all my college shirts and hung them up on the rail. See, I'm still that guy that lay them out on the rail upstairs, the walkway, in the hallway.
Yep.
I'm that guy. My wife gets mad at me about that.
What, to dry them, mean?
Yeah, to dry, let them dry. Hang dry.
Yeah, you got to have a, or you should have like one of those things you put up and you just hang dry all your stuff. But yeah. I know it all doesn't fit there, though, is the problem.
Yep.
We're back in 10 seconds from... Now.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. Listen to KJM on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. And we're going to dive into the Cowboys. Yes, they got some more news. Their tackle, Tyron Smith. A pattern that occurs over and over again. Hurt his hamstring yesterday. And the reason why this is really, really big news for the Dallas Cowboys is because you see the deficiencies that they already have. Coming into this season, you have CeeDee Lamb as your wide receiver one. You don't know who's going to be your wide receiver two. Michael Gallup tore his ACL back in January. We don't know when he's going to be back. James Washington hurt himself in training camp early this year. We don't know where he's going to be. Now, in saying that, you look at this offensive line and how it was constructed last year. Lyle Collins, he's no longer there. He's with the Cincinnati Bengals. But then you look at a guy like Connor Williams, who's no longer there. He's with the Miami Dolphins. So this team was really counting on Tyron Smith to be a guy to help solidify that offensive line. Now, Tyron Smith has had issues over the last few years with injuries. And the only mindset that I'm in right now is that when you have a guy like Tyron Smith go down, you talk about pressure. And a guy like Dak Prescott, the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, has a ton of pressure on him already going into this season. Now one of your main offensive linemen, one of your main guys, it's not going to be with you because of a severe hamstring injury.
He can't stay healthy, Harry.
Yes, Max. Yes.
Tyron Smith, really good. I mean, I don't even know if he's a really good left tackle anymore. He was a really good tackle.
Yep.
I mean, he was, you know, a lot of people like to say, what's his name? The guard is the best player on the line that they drafted instead of Johnny Manziel. Who am I thinking of? But at any rate, it was Zach Martin, right?
Yep.
But if he was really the best player on the offensive line, he'd play left tackle. Right? Like Tyron, let's be honest. Tyron Smith is their best, you know, offensive lineman. And he was part of that line that was considered the best in football for years. Can't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So what does this mean for Dak?
Oh, the pressure's on. The pressure's on Dak. And the pressure was on Dak coming into this season. With how the Cowboys finished the season last year, losing to the San Francisco 49ers in the first round of the playoffs. But we've seen Dak last year not have some of his best moments. And part of that was due to injury, but a part of that also was because the offensive line didn't live up to the standards that they had before the season even started. So coming into this year, when you see a guy like Tyron Smith, it's going to be out, and you already have question marks on your offensive line, it leaves that much pressure. Now, I think the run game is going to be one of the Dallas Cowboys' best friend offensively. And when you have a guy now not in that lineup on that O-line that can open up holes, that can help Ezekiel Elliott become and be, well, get back to what he was, but also help Tony Pollard, who I think is phenomenal, who's going to shine this year as well, who can do it in the run game and the pass game. You're raising eyebrows if you're Jerry Jones. You're raising eyebrows if you're Mike McCarthy or if you're Kellen Moore. Because now a piece of your offense that you were counting on to open up holes for those running backs, to protect Dak Prescott, because you already had those efficiencies, is no longer going to be there.
You know,
and I feel sorry for Dak, man.
You know,
I'm going to lie.
You look at the Cowboys, when they put that together that great line that was reminiscent of the line that they won championships with, that Emmitt Smith ran behind, they, if you look back, they drafted, I want to say, in 5 years, consecutive years, they took four, they spent four first-round picks out of 5 years on offensive linemen. I believe that was the case. Maybe one of them was a second-round pick. I think there was it was like four firsts or maybe three firsts and a second in 5 years. That's how they built the line. Now, they supplemented, but not at that level. The line is not the same. The Cowboys, as we knew them, are not the same. And it's not just in any kind of comparative analysis, including in sports when you're looking at two teams or looking at a division. A lot of people think, you think about it in terms of what that line is going to do against the defense, right?
Yep.
But you're also comparing it to how strong or weak is it, what's its strength compared to offensive lines in the division, right? Is it an advantage or a weakness when you're talking about comparing teams? Well, for so many years, the Dallas Cowboys were unquestionably the best offensive line in the NFC East. Then the Eagles started coming up in the world, right? Then there were a couple of years like when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I remember early that year, I'm like, look, it went healthy. I think the Eagles might have the best line this year. They won the Super Bowl. Now this year, who has the best line in the offensive line in the East?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles easily. And now
And they had the number one run game in the National Football League.
Well, those two things are... You know, I saw
they go hand in hand with one another.
You can have a great running back, and I don't know if I'm getting the numbers exactly right, but I'm ballpark. Okay, a great running back behind a bad line is going to get you 2-3 yards a carry. A mediocre running back, like league average, behind a great line, going to get you 7 yards a carry. Right? It's like now a great running back behind a great line going to get you 10 yards a carry. Right? He's going to give you a premium, but I'll take 7 yards a carry all day long. It's about like so. That's why you don't draft running backs up high, because you want a running game. You want to win on the ground or at least establish the run. You got to have guys blocking up front. The Cowboys, who everyone's saying, oh, Dak can't drop back 50 times, and you got to run with Zeke and Pollard and da da da. Good luck.
Well, I'll tell you this. That's another reason why you look at the San Francisco 49ers and how they're constructed. And why they don't draft running backs high, and how they could take just free agents and plug them into the running back room and they have instant success. Number one, it's because of the offensive line and how they block the run scheme and the play caller. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch understands that, hey, we believe in our offensive line. We believe in our offensive philosophy that we don't have to go out in the first, second, third round and pick up running backs. We can get guys off the street. Hey, come on over here. We believe in our offensive line. Come run behind them, and they're efficient. The proof is in the pudding. Look at the division around.
Yep.
The Cowboys versus the 49ers. You look at the two line, the line of scrimmage, the offensive line, the defensive line. The defensive line of the San Francisco 49ers, they got to Dak Prescott rushing four guys. You look at the offensive line for the San Francisco 49ers, they won the line of scrimmage. They were the better team against the Dallas Cowboys defensive line. So that's another reason why these teams shouldn't be drafting running backs up high, because if you believe in your offensive line and if it's constructed the right way, then you don't have to spend all that money on a running back in the first round. That's go right. Fill other holes on your team, like offensive line, defensive line, where we know games are won up front in the trenches.
Man, if you have a good line, you draft a running back in the fourth round, he's going to do damage.
Facts.
All right, listen.
Facts.
While showing Aaron Rodgers some love, Harry Douglas, in for Key and Jay here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Devontae Adams may have put the bullseye squarely on Derek Carr's back.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Harry, do you know how good this ESPN app is? If you don't have the app, just trust me, it's free. It takes nothing. Download the app. Download the app. You can listen to KJM, to this show, on the app wherever you are. Check out KJM on the ESPN app. Or if you have smart speakers, say play ESPN Radio and boom, right there. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Okay, so Harry, we were talking earlier about Devontae Adams singing. Well, we weren't even talking. We were talking about Sammy Watkins singing Aaron Rodgers' praises. Devontae Adams, now with Derek Carr, his bestie, was singing his praises too. Listen to what Devontae Adams said about Aaron Rodgers.
He's the best quarterback, you know, in my opinion, to play this game. I think a lot of what he did for me was not just about the type of balls or whatever that he threw, you know, great back shoulder, whatever. Like, there was obviously that, but the way that he had the Michael Jordan effect as far as, like, He gonna make you play better. He gonna bring out your best just by being on the field.
I got a problem with that, Harry, and I'll tell you why.
The Michael Jordan.
You can't invoke Michael Jordan's name to Lord, if Devon, because look, he said he'll make you better just by being on the field. But here's the thing about MJ. Okay, this goes for a select few of the greatest of all time. Mariano Rivera, the Yankees closer, fits into this category. They set the highest standard of all time. Like, if you look at MJ's record in championships, if you look at, never went to a game 7, 6-0. If you look at his numbers, highest scoring average of all time. If you look at his advanced analytics, the best across the board. He's the greatest player ever. He sets the highest standard. So how did he do when it mattered most in the playoffs? He always elevated. His numbers got better. So he's better than the best ever, who's himself. Right? That's Michael Jordan. That was Mariano Rivera. That was a select few guys. Tom Brady's regular season, like the reason he's not Michael Jordan or Mariano Rivera is his regular seasons did not set the highest standard of all time. They were among the highest. But in the playoffs, he does get better. He elevates, especially over the second half of his career. And Aaron Rodgers is much more like Peyton Manning or Alex Rodriguez or someone like that. Eventually, Peyton Manning and A-Rod and those guys, they win championships because they're so great normally that they're not always going to fail in the playoffs. They give them enough reps, their greatness will come out. But clearly, their postseason play is not up to the standard of their regular season play. Not up to the standard. Harry, I once asked Don Mattingly, who was manager of the Dodgers at the time, played first base for the Yankees when I was a kid. He was the best player in baseball for a couple years. At the end of his career, they finally made the playoffs as a wild card. First year of the wild card, 95. Mm-hmm. He had bad back. He was about to retire. Tore the cover off the ball in the 95 playoffs against the Mariners. So I asked him, how do you do that? Like, how do you, I understand staying the same guy. A lot of guys do that, stay the same guy under pressure. But how do you elevate under pressure? He said, well, actually, you do stay the same guy. But you keep in mind that not everyone's going to be able to. And you exploit the nerves they're feeling.
Say it one more time now. So that's a gem that a lot of people probably need to hear.
So Don Mattingly turned out to be, in a very small sample size, one playoff at the end of his career, but he had a great playoff series. And I asked him, I know guys like, for example, let me tell you guys who I think have reputations out of proportion with what they actually did. I think Tom Brady in the first half of his career didn't elevate. He just stayed the same. Mm-hmm. I think Derek Jeter throughout his career in the playoffs just stayed the same. I think Kobe Bryant in the playoffs stayed the same guy, right? But they're so great that that's an amazing player. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a dude who gets better. He sets the highest standards and somehow exceeds that under pressure. Michael Jordan, Mariano Rivera. Don Mattingly got better when they needed him most. How'd you do that? Donnie Baseball. He said, no, you do. I stayed the same. I didn't get better than I normally was. I stayed the same guy. But I took advantage of the fact that not everyone would. Maybe the pitcher wouldn't. Maybe the defense wouldn't. Maybe, you know, they're feeling it, and you can take advantage of it. That makes sense to me. But that's not what Aaron Rodgers has done in recent years.
Nope.
He has not even remained the same guy. He's still very good because he's Aaron Rodgers. He's incredible. But he has gotten a little worse in the playoffs than in the regular season. He has.
Now, I do understand what you just said, and you brought up Tom Brady as well. But I'm going to bring up Tom Brady in a different light, because when I hear the GOAT talk or I hear Michael Jordan talk, I think about the 6 rings that Michael Jordan has won. But then when you move over to the greatest of all time who did it football-wise, you think about a guy named Tom Brady who's done it 7 times and has 7 rings and has 10 Super Bowl appearances and won 7 of those, lost 3. But I had a chance, man, on my little podcast that I have, the HD Connection, I interviewed Deion Branch, who played with Tom Brady, right? And he at one point was a Super Bowl MVP. And I asked the man, how did Tom make you better as a player? He said it wasn't necessarily that Tom made me better as a player. He said Tom made me elevate at another level that I didn't know I had because of his standards and what he expects and the discipline that he has and what he expects from his wide receivers. He said he made him elevate his play to a whole nother level. And I thought that was big, man, because a guy like Tom Brady, who has the charisma, who can get along with his teammates, who could be on social. I love Tampa Bay Tom Brady because he's on social media. You see the funny posts, and he's a straight savage. We didn't get to see Tom Brady in the
league. Got
the handcuffs
off, right? Without Belichick. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, but then you see free agents want to follow Tom Brady and go where he is. He gets it. He understands it. He's going to elevate everyone's play. You just heard Cameron Brate in his post-practice interview. Listen, we miss Tom Brady being out here. We missing him cussing people out. You just know when he's on this football field, everyone else is going to elevate to another level. That's when you talk about Michael Jordan. I'm thinking about Tom Brady in that light.
Well, when you say something like that, I think of a guy, and I said this yesterday, Harry, a guy who, so MJ didn't always elevate everybody. MJ could be tough, man. You had to have a certain kind of personality to deal with
MJ. Your mindset had to be different.
But here's a guy who I always felt, here's a guy who I always felt elevated the whole team. And you know this when he walks in the room. Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan's better than Magic Johnson, I get it. But Magic Johnson can walk into a room and make everyone in the room feel like they need to be the best version of themselves because that's the way he sees you. He sees you as the best version of yourself, and you don't want to let him down because of that. He has this ability to lead and uplift, right?
That's right.
Any room he walks into. By the way, great quarterbacks are the same thing. You know who gives everyone a good feeling when they walk in the room? Drew Brees. Right? Like, there are dudes who can enter a room and make everyone want to be the best version of themselves.
Correct.
Now,
maybe Davante Adams feels that's Aaron Rodgers. Maybe he does. Rodgers has made a lot of good receivers, has helped make a lot of good receivers who were not first-round picks, obviously, right? I just notice that Aaron Rodgers' teams underperform in the playoffs compared to the regular season, so I cannot invoke the name Michael Jordan when talking about him.
And I agree with you, because when you go to look at playoff wins, right, and I look at a guy like Tom Brady who has 35, but then I turn around and I look at a guy like Aaron Rodgers who has 11, but then you look at the last three seasons and A-Rod and the Packers going 13-3, but you don't have not one Super Bowl appearance to show for it.
You win 13 games, you're good enough to advance in the playoffs. I don't want to hear about you're not good
enough. But not only that, though, Max. You let Tom Brady come up to the frozen tundra in January, where home field advantage is supposed to be to your advantage, and beat you in the NFC Championship game. But not only beat you, he goes on to win the Super Bowl in his first year in Tampa Bay. You can't ignore things
Think
like
about
that.
How devastating this is. Because of his play at the end of the first half, where he's throwing balls maybe the receivers could catch, but they weren't beautiful, catchable balls, right? Mm-hmm. And they couldn't score in the red zone. Because of that, obviously, coach is looking at the end of the game like, we can't go for it on fourth down. He has not been able to get it done, right? Takes the ball the first year Brady's in the conference. Well, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, if he had Belichick, he'd have won all those Super Bowls. The first year he's in the conference. He takes the ball out of your hands and hands it to Tom Brady, who not only gets by you, but then goes on to win the Super Bowl. Oof. Oh. Guess who we're going to talk to in a minute, Harry?
Who?
Someone who's played, because I mentioned Peyton Manning. Jeff Saturday won't like this, because I talked about Peyton Manning being the best regular season player of all time. But you can't be a GOAT. You can't be the GOAT if you don't at least stay the same or elevate in the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers, last 4 years, you could say, is like Peyton Manning, best regular season player of all time. Hasn't really advanced in the playoffs, hardly at all. And this is a man who played with both Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers. the great Jeff Saturday. What's up, Jeff?
What's the word? How you feeling?
Look at this. Always a good day.
Up the Hornet's Nest this morning.
You know it. Well, listen, it's already August 25th. You know,
that's
we're getting
right.
close
that's
to
right.
September. I got to start hot taking everything.
Yeah,
you
we got to start cliffs. We got to get the whole thing going. I'm with you 100%.
Absolutely. Keyshawn, J. Willa Max is presented by Progressive Insurance, here to help you score big savings. To see how much you can save on auto insurance, visit progressive.com. Okay. Davante Adams, I took exception to this, said Aaron Rodgers has the Michael Jordan effect. 13 wins every regular season. You can't get by Garoppolo in the play. Like, you can't.
Right.
I can't say Michael Jordan effect, Jeff.
Right.
Come on, Jeff.
Yeah, listen.
Come on, Jeff.
I'm with you. Listen, in all honesty, I'm with you. If we're going to compare Michael Jordan to anybody, it's going to have to be a Tom Brady, right? When you're talking about so I totally understand your point on the semantics of the actual phrase, right? I will say this. I think what the point he's trying to get across is there are players in our game, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, that are drivers, and they change the culture of buildings and football teams. And I think to diminish that would be a bit of a disservice, right? So I understand the point of Michael Jordan. I totally agree with you on those conversations. When you talk, though, about a guy who walks in the huddle and what he demands not only of himself – but the expectations he places on other players, on the coaching staff, the way that you conduct yourself, those things are Michael Jordan-esque, right? When you hear about or you see the documentaries of the way that he trained, the way that he drove guys, the way that he pursued success, all of those things, I think that's what Davante Adams is talking about. And that is different, Max. Like, there are definitely – I can tell you right now, man, when Peyton Manning walked in the huddle, there was a different level of expectation and a different level of accountability than with other quarterbacks.
Hey, Jeff, let me ask you this, because I mentioned, like, Magic Johnson has the kind of personality. This is not Jordan. Jordan,
right,
through his own excellence and demanding, right? But Magic walks into a room and looks at everyone and makes them, through his eyes, he sees you as the best version of you.
Right.
And it makes you feel that way, and you want to live up to that. You don't want to disappoint him, right?
Right?
I mentioned, like, Drew Brees can walk in a room, kind of give you the same feeling, right?
Yeah.
So
Michael Jordan, it took a certain kind of personality to deal with him, right?
Correct.
Magic is different. Magic is lifting everyone up.
That smile. Was, right.
Right. You played with Peyton. You played with Aaron Rodgers. What category do they fit into? Do they uplift everyone? Are they more demanding? Like, how would you describe it?
I think both and. I would say it this way. Like, to your point, I think they are – Peyton was more demanding of players. Like, his expectation when he walked in, he wanted guys to have put the work in before. And I tell people this all the time. If they're
yelling at Jeff Saturday, you've seen that clip, right? Harry, Jeff, and Peyton.
Oh, yeah. We'll go
barking at each other.
Yeah. We ain't scared to light each other up. However, he never asked anyone to do something he hadn't already done himself. So if he asked me to watch another hour and a half of blitz cut up, I knew he had watched it, because when he goes, "Hey man, on play 14, what's your protection call going to be? I better know what I'm going to do." I appreciated that. You know what I mean? When I was with Aaron, he just come off his first MVP. He was still finding his footing in the leadership category. But I will tell you, the whole when they celebrate, it's a ton of fun as well, right? Like the excitement that comes in there. So I think they kind of do both. And I obviously for Michael Jordan, it was more of me watching him lead and those kinds of things. But both of those guys can do it all. And I think that's what separates them in a category or a field that's as tight as, you know, great quarterbacks that we talk about.
Now, Jeff, I want to shift things to the offensive line, because you played that position and not many people were better than you when you did it. You look at a guy like Tyron Smith of the Dallas Cowboys, torn hamstring. He's out indefinitely. How is this going to impact the Dallas Cowboys offense moving forward?
Listen, you know how much I love offensive line play, Harry. And so, to say it's not going to affect it at all would not be the facts. But it's not like this guy has played every snap of every, you know, Dak has played a number of games. 2 years ago, I think he missed 12 games, or I know, or over 10. I think he missed 6 last season. He is a very good left tackle and has been dominant at that position, but he has faced injuries since about 2015. And so when I look at this football team, Dak is a fantastic quarterback. I think he's still on the rise. I think they have planned for this, understanding how Tyron had been battling injury. So this is not a surprise. And in all honesty, if it's going to happen, Harry, you and I, you want it to happen now, right? You want as many cuts with whoever's going to play that position, whether it's Ball, whether it's, you know, the new Smith, whoever they're going to end up putting over there, whoever's going to get those cuts, you want them to take them now, so that you understand from a schematic standpoint, you know, from a schematical standpoint, how are you going to adjust? Is it going to be backs, tight ends? You know, are we going to need slide protecting more? So you can implement that stuff into the game plan. It's disappointing. You hope he gets back as soon as possible. I don't think it takes away from a win total for the Cowboys that are double digits.
And, Jeff, that's one of the things I said about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Even though they have more players that are down, but if it's going to happen, they have 17 days until their first game, right?
That's right.
That's just 4 days shy of 3 weeks. You have a little bit of time to try to figure it out and try to weather the storm versus happening in like week 14.
That's right.
Now you got to try to hit the ground running and you're scrambling all kind of places trying to fix your offensive line. It's better for things like this. You don't want them to happen. It's better for things like this to happen now in training camp, especially when you have time before your first game versus during the season when you're trying to scramble and get guys going.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And let me equate this as well, just because people will automatically go a Tyron Smith and then the Bucs. And to your point, the difference I think from the Bucs' perspective to me was they had played like dang near 2,000 snaps together with Brady. That's a lot. You and I both know that's a lot of reps to go with that front, that interior three that now is not going to be taking any snaps in front of him, as opposed to a guy like Smith who has been in and out of the lineup and banged up. And, you know, I'm not saying he wasn't, you couldn't count on him, but from an injury perspective, you always
had concern.
You're
used to it.
Yeah. I mean, it was like every week on Thursday, he wasn't practicing. It would say back spasms or whatever. So as you're looking at the injury, you would always be like, oh, is he going to go? Is he not going to go?
Let's face it. No one was expecting Tyron Smith to play a whole season.
Right. Exactly. And it's disappointing. Yeah. But he is a lockdown guy when he's in there. They're going to miss that, but they will figure it out, to Harry's point.
Jeff, what do you need to see from Trey Lance tonight?
Oh, rhythm. I mean, I think when you think about what expectations for a quarterback are, especially this preseason game when people are actually scripting for you. You know, the top 20 plays will be scripted for Lance, and the defense will do the same thing. Can he come in and stay in phase, right? Is he going to run the offense efficiently? I'd like to see him to take a couple deep shots down the field to see what that looks like. But you want to see him come in, convert some first downs, move the ball down the field. Because, again, efficiency is key. If you think about the way that football games start, you know, if you're Shanahan and you're John Lynch, you want him to come in 20 plays. You want them to have some points on the board. You want them to have moved the ball up and down the field and then get off the field healthy. That's all your expectation is for those 20 or 25 snaps, whatever you're going to let them play, unless he lets them go through halftime. And then you want to see a good drive out of halftime. Like, we would emphasize that as well.
Real quick, Jeff, we got like a minute. Athlete eyeball test. What's his upside?
Oh, enormous, bro. Some of the throws he's made, some of the things he's done with his body, and then you look at him downfield. And I believe Shanahan is a developer of QBs. And I think the longer he sits in that same room and continues to get developed, he is going to get better and better. And the one thing I will say, I have asked many GMs, because I was one of those guys, I was like, keep Jimmy G, because if Trey Lance struggles, I'm going right back to Jimmy G, right? I've said it.
Does his win.
Exactly. Every GM and everybody in the personnel department side has told me how intelligent Trey Lance is. They said his football IQ is.
That's why he went higher than Justin Fields, right? Because Fields was the more polished guy. That's why he went higher than everybody, really. Like all the question marks, because you knew who one was going to be.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, when you look at this, that's the question.
That's Jeff Saturday. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key. We're back right after this.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.